Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Lori Hopper. The scripture is Psalm 120. When I chose to write this devotional, I had an idea of what I might try to say. I have always considered myself a person seeking peace, one who is uncomfortable with conflict and disturbed by war. With the current conflict and atrocities in Israel, I now feel shallow and unqualified to even attempt to write this devotional on Psalm 120. What do I know about living among those who hate peace, about living in the middle of a war? Psalm 120 is a cry of distress to the Lord. It is a short psalm that speaks of living and long-suffering, hoping for peace among those who hate peace. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. To live in a war-torn country, in the middle of conflict and instability, in a home that is unsafe or even under attack, or perhaps even in a shelter or on the streets because our home has been destroyed, is unfathomable to most of us. We grieve for our brothers and sisters in Israel and in other places at war. We grieve and cry out in distress to the Lord. On some scale, we all deal with conflict and deceitfulness. Certainly there are homes, once safe harbors, that have been destroyed by conflict, deceitfulness, crime, or other horrific circumstances. People argue over opinions, beliefs, politics, religion, human rights, money. Anything and everything seems to be fair game for an argument. Of course, human conflict is not new to the 21st century. We've been reading in Genesis of many conflicts and deceitful behaviors in the beginning of civilization. We have the Bible and history books that teach us humans have been involved in conflict and war all throughout time. I imagine war and fighting and arguments and deceitfulness will always be a part of our world. I, and maybe you too, can feel hopeless and powerless to do anything about it. Although we may strive for peace and for tolerance for those with whom we disagree, we may never completely see or feel the peace we so desperately desire. We may speak up against untruths and stand up against injustice. We may plead for peaceable solutions in lieu of fighting or war, only to be defeated and discouraged, as our psalmist writes, by those continuing to fight. Psalm 120 reminds us that we can cry out to God in our times of distress. He will hear us and help us in times of distress and despair. God hears us when we pray. God hears us when we call out in distress. What peace we can find in that assurance. Let us pray. Loving God, we cry out for peace in a world of turmoil. In the face of anger, bitterness, war, deceit, and injustice, grant us the peace that only you can provide. Lord, where there is hatred, let us sow love. Make us instruments of your peace. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.